From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 22 people were killed and dozen more injured in a stampede in Mumbai on Friday morning. The stampede occurred in a crowd as a crowd was taking cover on a bridge during a monsoon downpour. Barish Upandhyay was there. He says that the stampede happened because there were too many members of the public on the bridge, and the people were in a hurry and wanted to move out. They felt suffocated and just wanted to get out. Although the cause of the stampede is unclear, there are reports that people thought the bridge was about to collapse after some chunks of concrete fell, causing people to flee. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber has targeted a Shiite mosque in Kabul, killing at least six people and wounding many more. The attack took place after Friday prayers when worshippers were on their way home. The death toll from the powerful blast is expected to rise. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Puerto Rico is under a flash flood watch as the wait for food and supplies continues. Heavy rain is expected through the weekend. Meanwhile, White House officials say a federal force of 10,000 people, including 7,000 troops, are helping the island dig out of the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. The U.S. hospital ship Comfort is heading for the island. Critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding quickly enough to the hurricane, which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th. President Trump is slated to visit Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands on Tuesday. At this hour, U.S. markets are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 11 points. The NASDAQ and S&P are slightly higher. This is VOA News. President Trump will travel to five Asian countries in November to participate in regional summits. The White House says he will visit Japan, China, South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines during the 11-day trip. The U.S. is working to toughen sanctions on North Korea. Susan Thornton, the acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee the Trump administration is working with international partners on applying new pressure on Kim Jong-un's government.
We think that this maximum pressure campaign is the last best chance to resolve this peacefully, but what that also means is that eventually we will need to get into some diplomacy, and we will need flexibility when we get to that point.
If fully implemented, the new sanctions would significantly cut North Korea's gasoline, oil, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports, while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. North Korea condemned the UN action, saying it is aimed at completely suffocating the North Korean people. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is currently on his second trip to China, where he is seeking Beijing's cooperation against North Korea's nuclear aggression. The UN Migration Agency says at least 23 people are dead, with dozens more missing following the shipwreck of a boat carrying Rohingyas. They were fleeing the violence in Myanmar to Bangladesh. The death toll is expected to rise. U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging Myanmar's authorities to immediately stop military operations that have sent more than a half million Rohingyas fleeing to Bangladesh. Masood bin Momin, the Bangladeshi ambassador to the UN, says the exodus from Myanmar is showing no signs of letting up.
Despite claims otherwise, violence has not ceased in northern Rakhine State. Neither has the exodus of Rohingyas to Bangladesh. Only last night, an additional 20,000 entered into Bangladesh.
As the people keep coming, so too does the need for aid. Kitty McKinsey is UNHCR's senior communications officer.
People need to be dry and clean, and they need to have a place to sleep. So these are the immediate needs. Obviously, for that, we need money. Bangladeshis have been very generous, but individuals cannot address this need. Even the Bangladeshi government cannot address this need. So we need money from the world community.
The UN considers the Rohingyas one of the world's most persecuted minorities. Somali security officials say at least seven people were killed when a car carrying a bomb slammed into a minibus in Mogadishu on Thursday. It is unclear who the intended target was, though witnesses say a government security forces vehicle was passing by when the blast occurred. For all the latest news 24 hours a day, please visit us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.